Would that Christopher had allowed the generous, free-spirited dimension of America, which resonated with the better angels of his own nature, to temper the scorn he poured on his adopted country during his nation years. But the guilty pleasures he experienced in enemy territory had to be paid for by the pact he had made with the socialist devil, and that precluded a just accounting. My personal way of becoming Americanized, as he explains, was to remain a blood brother of the American left. Unfortunately, the left that had emerged from the campaign against the Vietnam War was characterized by a corrosive anti-Americanism, which was incompatible with Christopher's otherwise keen sense of America's virtues. As Christopher became more familiar with his new environment, the increasing irrationality of the nation hostiles started to take its toll. It began with the warm attitudes they felt toward the totalitarian enemy, which did not sit well with a Trotskyist familiar with the depraved nature of the Soviet regime. I was often made aware in nation circles that there really were people who did think that Joseph McCarthy had been far, far worse than Joseph Stalin. At one point, progressive icon Noam Chomsky unnerved him by saying that America's democracy was morally worse than the Soviet police state. His much-admired friend, Gore Vidal, also jolted him by describing the FBI as our KGB, and then by writing an anti-Semitic diatribe, which Christopher protested to his nation editors. Victor Nevasky, the editor-in-chief and best man at Christopher's second wedding, decided to publish it anyway, saying...